Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Lamed Hey. We are beginning already halfway down the Amud, right next to the Tosos, Dibra Maschil O Dilma, with the words Boyi Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish says the following shaila: can a person fulfill his obligation to be yotzei in the midst of eating matzah on Leil Pesach night, on the night of the Seder? Can he do this with matzah that is Meiser Sheni, that was given, taken from it, the Trumas Chala, the gift that you give to the Kohen? And now the Kohen, in Yerushalayim, perfectly no problem with eating this type of Chala matzah on Pesach. It's not Chametz, it is perfectly good, he's allowed to, he's a Kohen. So the question is, can it be Yotze his mitzvah of eating matzah on the night of Pesach with such matzah? Again, it has two aspects to it. Number one, it's Chala, it's the matana called Chala, that is one of the Matnos Kahuna, and it is Maaseh Sheni. So there are two aspects here that might be a problem. Now, the Gemara says, Aliba, the Rabbi Yossi Aglila we had the other day, and Daf Lamed Vav, Loti Boilot, the Shaila doesn't get off the ground, because he says, even Chulin, Hashta Chulin of Maaseh Sheni, when you have Maaseh Sheni that is regular Chulin, it's not taking off Chala from it, you're not allowed to be Yotze that low Nofik. So certainly the Chalasso, he doesn't allow the regular, so certainly the Chala he won't allow. Mi Boya, you don't even ask the question. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the question doesn't get off the ground. But Kiti Boyloch, where you do have the question, is Alibo de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had said that Maiser Sheni, Chulin, is allowed. The Chulin, who de Nofik. And he had explained, because it, if it were to become Tamei, it could be redeemed and eaten all over Eretz Yisrael. So it still fulfills the obligation of being able to be eaten all over the place. And therefore, it can be Yotzei, according to Rabbi Akiva, with Chulin, Maaseh Sheni, eaten in Yerushalayim to be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. As the Gemara says, as I said, di mitamu, if it had become Tamei, yesh lan het to be moshavos, you'd be allowed to redeem it, and then it could be eaten any place. So therefore, the regular Maaseh Sheni that is Chulin, Rabbi Akiva allows it Yotzei the mitzvah with. So the question is, what about when it's Chala, when you give off this dough, the Matana, to the Kohen, and now the Kohen has two things to it, it's Maaseh Sheni and it's Chala. So maybe, Avo Chala, since the E Mitamya Leslei had to be Moshavos, Ulusrei Vazla, here, when it's Chala, you can't redeem it, because you're not allowed to redeem it, because it can't be eaten, because it is Tameh, and Tamei Chala cannot be redeemed, and all you can do with it is burn it. So therefore, since you can't eat this and can't be Yotzei the mitzvah, therefore, lo nofik, then maybe you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah when it's not Tamei. Because the whole hetter for Maaseh Sheni was because if it becomes Tamei, then you can't eat it in Yerushalayim, and then you can take it outside Yerushalayim, be poed it, and take it outside Yerushalayim and eat it. So it can be eaten Mechol Moshul Seicha. But that wouldn't apply if it was Chala, if it became Tamei, so therefore maybe Chala, even if it's not Tamei, lo nofik. Or do we say, no, Dilma, maybe we do say Amrin and Hoel, since the Ilu lo Koro, le Shem, the Itme, Isle, had to be Moshavos. If you hadn't declared this to be the Chala, and if you hadn't become Tamei, in this situation, you would be able to redeem it, as Maaseh Sheni that became Tamei, and use it in B'chol Moshul Seichem, and therefore it would be allowed. The Nofik Bar. So therefore, in that situation, you'd be Yotzei. So too, Hashta, Nami, Nofik. Therefore, we do say Hoel, since it could have been used if it had become Tamei in Chulin. So therefore, the fact that it's Chala doesn't ruin it. So that's the two Tzadim, the two sides of the Machlokis. That's version one. Ika the Amri, others say no. Ha'vadai loti ba'aloch. In this situation, there definitely is permissibility. The vadai, I mean, in hole. We do say one hole here. Since if it had become Tomei is Maaseh Sheni, we'd be allowed to go and redeem it and bring it outside. So too, therefore, for Chala as well. Hole, we do say the vadai, I mean, in hole in this situation. However, the question is, kiti ba'aloch, Chala, that wasn't from actual Maaseh Sheni, but it was halakuach because of Maaseh Sheni. You had funds of Maaseh Sheni, and with these funds you now purchased grain or dough, and with this dough, which is Maaseh Sheni Kedusha, you now were mafrish chala. And here, aliba the Rabbanon, there's no question. Loti Bailoch, because Kivan Dharma Yipodeh, Hainu Maaseh Sheni. This is no different than regular Maaseh Sheni. According to the Macham, we'll see a machlokas in the second between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, what happens when you purchase something with Maaseh Sheni funds, and that becomes Tamei. So normally, in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to go redeem it. But if it becomes Tamei, so then you can redeem it according to the Chachamim. So therefore, this is no different than regular Maaseh Sheni. There's no distinction between Maaseh Sheni produce or Maaser Sheni that you bought, produce that you bought with Maaser Sheni funds. They have the same exact halacha, and therefore the question doesn't change. And therefore, if you're allowed to do it for regular Maaser Sheni, you can do it with Maaser Sheni that was money that you used to purchase the dough. So therefore, there's no question according to Racham. Kiti Bailach, where the question gets off the ground, is Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Bali Plukta of the Chacham, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, he says, when you have halakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni, if you purchased the dough, if you purchased grains and you made a dough from, originally it was money that was Maaser Sheni money, and now you go and make, buy produce with it, you buy the grains with it, and now it becomes Tamei. Here you don't have the option of redeeming it. Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is a machlokis, a Mishnah in a number of places. You see on the side it says the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, it's also in Sanhedrin, and in Maaser Sheni, and in Zvachim. In any event, the Tznan, it says in all of these, in this Mishnah, in all these places, halakuach bekeset Maaser Sheni. Again, a person had regular grains, he was living in Haifa, and he didn't want to schlep all the grains up to Yerushalayim, so he redeemed it for money. If it's his own, he has to add on to the principle of fifth. Fine. He brings the $500 now to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and he purchases with the grains. And now in Yerushalayim, those grains he makes into a dough, and it became tamei. So this is the machlokis. Halakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni, the dough that was purchased with funds that were Maaser Sheni funds, and now nebuch shenit, but became tamei. So the Tanakhama, the Chachamim say, yipteh, you're allowed to go and redeem it. Just like you can redeem regular Maaser Sheni produce that you brought from Haifa with you, you could redeem that, even though normally you're not allowed to redeem it once it comes inside Yerushalayim, but it becomes tamei, you're allowed to redeem it. So too over here, if it becomes tamei, you're allowed to redeem it. No difference between the Maaser Sheni itself or lalukuach because of Maaser Sheni. Chachamim say, you can redeem it. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikover, he says, no, in this situation, as opposed to if it was the actual Maaser Sheni itself that you brought from Haifa to Yerushalayim that became Tami, that you can redeem, but if you took the funds of Maaser Sheni, you redeemed your Maaser Sheni in Haifa, you didn't want to carry it and schlep it, and now you took money, and with that money you purchased grains and a dough in Yerushalayim, and that becomes Tami, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cover, you have to bury it, you can't redeem that. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the problem now. Here's the question. Mi Amrinu, do we say one hoel we do say, but two hoels we don't say? Mi amrinan hoel, if the ilo lo kuach hevi, if he hadn't used this money to purchase this dough, for hoel, the lo kori alei shem, and he didn't go and declare it chala, so you have a double hoel over here, and this situation, if he hadn't done all this, vitame, yesh lo hati b'moshavos, if he hadn't done it with kesef lo kuach for Maaser Sheni funds, and if he hadn't made it chala, a double hoel, then it would have been good to eat it. He could have redeemed it b'moshvo seichem. So b'moshav it would have been good in Nafik Bay. So hashtanami Nafik Bay. So therefore, we say this double hoel. But maybe not. Odilma, here's the other side of the coin. Odilma, chad hoel amrinan. To say one time, yeah, if he hadn't declared it to be the hafreshes challah, if he hadn't declared it, this dough to be the challah that he's giving to the Kohen for the matnas kahuna, so then if it had become tummy, he could redeem it. So therefore, we say for the challah, even if the challah you couldn't redeem if it's tummy, but nevertheless, we say hoel. But trey hoel, to say that it's not only that, but also with the lakua b'kasef maaser sheni hoel, lo amrinim, we don't say the double hoel. Therefore, that's the question. This was the, according to the second version, this is the question. How we paskin this? Amarava, mistavra, shem maaser chadu. He says, it's really one hoel, even though it's two separate holes. Rashi points out it's really three separate holes. They're all considered one and the same, and therefore, it's maaser chadu. And therefore, one can, in fact, go and apply these hoels, even though it's more than one hoel. Now we go and quote the Mishnah. We said that if a person wanted to use the matzos that are called chalas toda, again, the toda had 40 breads, four different types of 10 breads each, and they were 10 of them. One group was actually chametz, but the other 30 were matzah, and we call these the chalos toda. Again, we're used to using the term chala for chametz, but the word chala, as we've just said in the shiur today, can mean the type of matnas kahuna that's called chala, which of course is not chametz automatically, or when we're dealing with the chalos of the toda, or the chalos of the nazir, the rikike nazir, so these are also, most of the chalos of the toda, 30 of the 40, three of the four groups, are in fact matzah, and in the rikike nazir, both of them, both of the groups of 10, there are two types of chalos that are brought with the nazir, one group of 10 and the other group of 10 are all matzah, but they're all called chalos or rikikos. So that's what the Mishnah said, that you can't be yotzei on Pesach night, under certain situations, with the chalos that were designated originally to be a todah, or the rikikim that were designated to be a nazir, even though they are technically matzah, they're watched to make sure that they're not chametz. So from a technical point of view, they are absolutely not chametz, but you're not allowed to use them to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, eating matzah on Leil Pesach. Now the Gemara asks, why not? Minohani mili. How do we know that you're not allowed to go do this? So we have a machlokas over here between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, two different reasons, and we'll have brises supporting each of them. So we start off and say, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, Yomar Kor, because the Pasuk says, we turn to the Yomar Beis, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. The Pasuk tells us you have to make sure that the matzos are specifically watz. Rashi says, Koshimu shato mishamra shalotachmitz hiskaven l'shem matzah shomitzah. It's not enough to know for a fact that they're not chometz. Even if somebody could guarantee that the matzah was definitely not chometz, unless it was specifically watched, we have a whole machlokas. At what point does that have to be watched from? Does that have to be from the time of the Katsira? Does that have to be the time of the Lisha? That's a separate discussion we'll have later in the Masechta. But right now, everybody agrees you need Shmura Matzah. What does Shmura Matzah mean? It doesn't mean that it's guaranteed that it's not Chametz. Of course that's what it means. But it also has to be specifically watched for the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. So that's what the Pasuk says. Ushmartim sa matzos. It means matzah that was specifically hamishtameris l'shem eating matzah on the night of Pesach. Oh, these other matzos for the chalos of the toda that are matzah, or the rikikim of the nazir that are matzah, they're perfectly good for matzah to be eaten on Pesach, but not to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. Yotzazil, these chalos Toda that are matzah and the rikikin of the nazir that are matzah, she'ein mishtamerish l'shem matzah, but they weren't specifically made l'shem matzah smitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. They're not shmura matzah el l'shem zevach. They were made l'shem chalos toda l'shem rikikin nazir, and therefore they can't be used to be yotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. So says Rabbah. Rav Yosef disagrees. He gives a different pasuk. Rav Yosef Amar Amakrod. He says the pasuk says Shiva Shem Matzah Tochelu, that you have to eat matzah for 7 days. So that matzah which you're allowed to eat for 7 days is allowed to be used for the Leil Seder, the night of the Pesach Seder, to eat and be fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah. So matzah nechelus l'shivas yamim, matzah that could be eaten all 7 days. It doesn't have a restriction on time, so then that can be used for the Seder, as opposed to the chalos toda and the rikiki nazir, which have a time limitation. Yatzuzush eino nechelus l'shivas yamim el yom v'layla. These aren't allowed to be eaten 7 days. Once the carbon is brought, and the carbon toda is shechted, and the tzrika is done, then you can eat the chalos of the toda. Once the carbon of the nazir is brought, you can eat the rikike nazir, but only for that day that it was shechted, and only that following night, one day and the following night, not all 7 days. So therefore, it doesn't fulfill the pasuk shivas yamim matzos tochelu, and therefore, that's why the lechni toda and the rikike nazir are excluded. So that's the opinion of Yosef. Now we have brises in support of both of them. Tanya Kavasi the Rabbah, the Tanya Kavasi the Rav Yosef. We have a brise in support of each of them. First one is Tanya Kavasi the Rabbah. The brise in support of Rabbah is as follows. Again, we mentioned many, many times that the Amoraim didn't necessarily know all the brises. The brises weren't well codified. They weren't always considered to be definitive. So here, they didn't know these brises, or else they would have mentioned them. So we have a brise that says exactly like the Amora Rabbah. Yocho yotso yedechavoso bichalos todo rikike nazi. You might have thought that a person is allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach with the chalos of the toda rikikin nazir, so because they're perfectly not chametz, they're perfectly kosher to eat on Pesach. Tam alom, and you can't be yotzei to them because the pasuk ushmartim is a matzos matzah mishtameres l'shem mitzvah yotzezu she'enu mishtameres l'shem mitzvah. You must use matzah that was shmura matzah specifically nishmar l'shem eating on the night of Pesach. Again, this brisa is exactly what Rabbi said. These were not watched l'shem matzah, they were watched l'shem zevach, and therefore they're no good. And now we have a brisa in support of Rav Yosef. Tani Kavasi Rav Yosef, Yachol Yetzei Yodam Yidech Avoso Bechalos Toda Rikikin Nazir. You might have thought that a person can be Yotzei eating matzah on Leil Pesach with the chalos of the Toda or the Rikikim of the Nazir. Talmud Lomar Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. It has to be the matzah that can be eaten for 7 days. Matzah Nechalos L'Shiva, the matzah that can be eaten for 7 days, is allowed to be used to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Seder. However, Yotzezu, as opposed to the Lach Mitoda and the Rikikin Nazir, Shena Nechalos L'Shiva, they can't be eaten 7 days. They're only allowed to be eaten on the day that their korban toda or korban nazir is shechted, and the following night, elayom v'layla. And therefore, they aren't fulfilling this idea of 7 days eating the matzos. Shivas yom tochlu matzah. Fine, that's our machlokes with Tanoic support to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara says, both of them, why don't you learn it out? But tepik lehmi lechem oni, bread of oni, which means aninus. Remember, this was the drasha that we had on Daf Lamed Vav, which was Rabbi Yosef Aglili's opinion, that we darshan the word oni with an ayin, but it's pronounced oni, not like the way it's spelled, oni, to teach us that it can't be eaten when you're in aninus. So therefore, why don't both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef learn it out as follows? The tepuk lei, they should learn it out, mi lechem oni. Mi shenechal ba'aninus, yotzezeh she'enu nechal ba'aninus, ela b'simcha. Why don't we say that this should be excluded because of this drasha, that it's not something that can be eaten ba'aninus. Just like they had said that ma'aseh she'eni can't be eaten ba'aninus, so too the lachmi toda and the Rikiki Nazir can't be eaten when somebody's in aninus. So therefore, you should learn it out from the idea of lechem oni, that it has to be eaten besimcha. And these cannot be eaten when they're not besimcha. Shmuel says, yeah, Rabba and Rav Yosef don't hold like Rav Yosef. They hold instead like his Baal Plukta. They hold like Rabbi Akiva. So have a look, Rabbi Akiva, who said, D'Amar, we pronounce it oni. And therefore, that's to teach us that it has to be like poor man's bread, like the bread that a poor person eats and not matzah shira oni ksiv. And therefore, they don't have this drasha to exclude the lachmi toda and the rikiki nazir because of aninus, and therefore, that's why you need Rabbah or Rav Yosef's drasha. Where it says, no, still, even according to Rabbi Akiva, but typically, the havilei matzah shira. Okay, great. So he uses this drasha to tell us you can't use matzah shira, but the lachmi toda and the rikiki nazir have oil added to them. And therefore, they're by definition matzah shira. Now, they had a certain amount of oil added to them, which we'll discuss in a second. But all of the lachmei toda that are matzah had oil added to them. Paradoxically, the 10 lachmei toda that are chametz didn't have oil added to them. So all of the matzah lachmim of the toda, the 30 that are matzah, and likewise all 20 of the nazir had oil added to them. So they're all matzah shira. So therefore, why don't we say, that's why you can't use the lachmi toda and rikiki nazir, because they're matzah shira. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't say zaninus is a problem, but he says ashira is a problem. So Gemara says, no, that we can shlug up. That's not a problem, because Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, revi'asi, they only added a revi'as of a lug of oil. And therefore, it's not a lot, because you're dividing it up amongst either 30 or 20 chalas. Umischalekasi lekama chalos. So what does this practically mean? So Rashi tells us over here, you take the chatzi luk shemen that you bring with the toda, chatzi luk shemen maybe the toda, the chotzeyu, and you divide it into two halves. So you take this chatzi luk and you make it into one revius luk and another revius luk. And with this, you take the 30 matzah type of lachmim, again, I said the 10 of chametz, the one group of chametz doesn't get any oil from this chatzi luk. So you take this half of the chatzilug, the revius lug, the chotzeyu, you split the chatzilug in half, you take chatzilug, a revius lug, for the eser chalos and eser rikikit. For 20 of the breads, you use a revius lug, and then for the other 10, the chatzilug, the revucha, the scalded type of breads, you put the other revius lug. So, bottom line is, even the revius lug that you're using for just 10 is still a very small amount. And likewise, the naziris, we only have the rikikin, the chalos, and the rikikin. So in that situation, you take only revius lug for all 20 of those. So therefore, you're using very, very little oil. And that's what the Gemara answers. Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, revius-i, umischalekasi lekama chalos. You're using very little oil for each chala. The Marsha asks a great question over here. The Marsha says, so, okay, how are you going to mix it to make a dough? You're hitting water. So you're right, it's not a problem with matzah shira, but how come it's not a problem with chametz? So he says, obviously, you're dealing over here in the Beis HaMikdash with Kohanim's Zrizenheim, because there is an opinion that says when you have oil or fruit juices or something like that and water, it's actually machmetz faster. So even according to that opinion, it wouldn't be a concern here because Kohanim's Zrizenheim. Fine, that solves that problem. The Gemara says, still, v'tei b'klei, deinu necholos b'chol moshvos. Why don't we say over here that the answer is not like Rabbah or Yosef, based upon those psukim, but it should be simple, that it has to be eaten b'chol moshvoseichem. So you can't eat the lachmi toda or the rikikim of the nazir outside Yerushalayim. So just like we said that ma'aseh she'eni must be eaten in Yerushalayim and therefore it would be ruined, we had Rabbi Akiva's heter that since it became tummy, you could redeem, it could be eaten elsewhere. But everybody agrees it has to be able to be something that's eaten everywhere. So the Lachmi told her, and the Rikiki knows it can only be in Yerushalayim. So why don't we just say that's the reason? So here we have a great teretz. Amar Reish Lakish, Zoso Meris, this comes to resolve a problem that we had elsewhere. Whether you can or cannot bring the Lachmi Toda and the Rikike Nazir when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, or we don't have the Mishkan in Shiloh. The Mishkan in Shiloh, during that period of time, the 369 years that the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, so you couldn't have a what we call a minor Boma, a Boma Kitana. Everybody had to bring the Kabbalahs only in the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be eaten within the confines of general area of Shiloh, and no question there, you couldn't eat the Lachmi Toda or the Rikiki Nazir anyplace else. And certainly during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you can't. And certainly after the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Bama Kitana, so therefore, absolutely not. But there was a big question when the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon. For those years, not a very long period of time, the potential for a Bama Kitana existed. And the question was, could you or could you not bring certain korbanos on a Bama Kitana? So according to the opinion that you couldn't bring the Lachmi Toda or a Nazir's korbanos on a Bama Kitana, but even if you were only able to bring it in Nov and Givon, what were the requirements? Could you eat them anywhere? So according to the opinion, there was an opinion that says you couldn't bring it even there. But according to the opinion, it says that you could bring the korbanos of a Toda and a Naziris on Nov and Givon, so then you could eat it all over Eretz Yisrael. There was no limitation. You didn't have to eat it within the parameters of Nov and Givon, as opposed to Shiloh, and certainly as opposed to Beis HaMikdash, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So therefore, here is an example of how it could be considered B'chol Moshvo Seichem, and therefore it's not a problem. That's what Reish Lakish answers. Also, Meretz Chalos told the Rikiki Nozin and Cholim B'Nov and Givon. Nadigmor says, Tanya, we learn in the Braitsa, Tosefta Chala, Om Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi asked the following question to Rabbi Eliezer. Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer, Mahu, Shietzi Odom Chalos Toda Rikiki Nozir. I asked him this question. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach with the Chalos of Toda or the Rikikim of a Nazir? And he said, I don't know. Amali, Lo Shamati. I never heard this, and I don't want to give you an answer. He then went to ask, Rabbi Loi went to ask the famous Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Basi Shalat of the name of Yeshua, and Amali said, it depends on the situation. If they were, in fact, he said, Amali, Hari Amru Chalos Toda Rikiki Nozir Sh'osan Li Atzman, if the individual who baked these was baking them for himself, he said, oh, I'm bringing a carbon Toda, oh, I'm a Nozir, I'm going to bring the Rikiki Nozir. So then, in that situation, he was baking them for himself, so he had in mind he would use them for the Lachmi Toda and the Rikiki Nozir. In that situation, he fully, 100% expected to use them for his Lachmi Toda as Rikiki Nozir. So then, in that situation, Ein Odom Yotzi Ben. He can't use them because they definitely were not Matzos Shmura for mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. However, if he's a baker and he says, I'll bake them for somebody new, maybe somebody needs Lachmi Toda, maybe somebody needs Rikiki Nozir. So if he baked these breads, Limkor Bishuk, but in that situation, he's allowed to fulfill with himself the mitzvah of eating them Leil Pesach to be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah yotzi behen. Now, the more we'll explain in a moment why this is so. But meanwhile, Rabbi Loi went back to Rabbi Eliezer and told him the answer that Rabbi Shuba Chananya gave it to him. Kishir Basi, Beretzesi, Dvarim, Lefnei, Rabbi Eliezer. I went to tell Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua said. So there's two versions over here. So the first one is, Yasha Koyach, that's great. The second one is, I don't believe it. So the first version is, Amali, he said back, Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Loi, Bris, that's like a lashon of shvua. Hein, hein, hadvarim, shedem lo l'moshe b'sinai. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu said on Har Sinai. It is absolutely correct. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Yasha Koyach, he is 100% correct. We'll explain why in a moment. But we have another version. Ika the Amri, the second version was, what? Bris? A shvua? It makes a lashon of shvua? Hein, hein, hadvarim, shedem lo l'moshe b'sinai. That's a rhetorical question. Did Moshe Rabbeinu say this on Har Sinai? Where in the world is he getting this? How does he say that this is Allah Moshe V'Sinai? On what is it possibly based upon? He says, the low time of boy, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why there should be such a difference between whether he made them for himself to be yotzi his own, Lachmi Toda, Rikiki Nazir, or he made it to be sold in the public. So now the Gemara says, whether you hold like version 1 or version like 2, what was the rationale of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? The time of my, what was his reasoning to make a distinction? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, call la shuk, when a person is making it for the shuk, so he knows. Maybe there'll be buyers, maybe there won't be buyers. He says, if they buy, it's great. But if they're no buyers, then I'll use it myself to be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach. So when he bakes these doughs, so he's getting them all ready. So if somebody uses them, fine. If nobody uses them, then that's fine also. I'll use them myself. In Luchei Mimlach, he's making the decision, I might use them myself for matzah. Therefore, they are Shmura Matzah. So, im luchei mimlach, omar, im mizdavin, mizdavin, if I find bias, fine. Ilo mizdavin, if I don't find bias, epuk behu ano, I will use it myself to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah myself. But, if he's making them for his own lach metod, or for his own rikiki nazir, he has absolutely no intention of using them for the mitzvah of matzah. Therefore, they're not shmura matzah, and therefore, he can't fulfill his obligation with them. Relatively short shir. We're up to the next Mishnah, so we'll stop over here. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. I'm dictating this on Asar B'Tavis. I hope everyone has a meaningful fast, and B'ezus Hashem, this should be the last year that we have Asar B'Tavis with all its unique things on being on a Friday, but B'ezus Hashem, next year Asar B'Tavis should be the holiday that it is designated to be.